before the Court of Criminal Appeals was a writ of habeas corpus that raised all of the evidence of actual innocence, as well as constitutional violations. And the court stayed Rodney Reed's execution and ordered a hearing on actual innocence, police misconduct, and the use of false testimony to obtain Mr. Reed's conviction.
That sounds like a lot.
It sure is. And we have been working for close to two decades now to try to have a hearing where all of the evidence can be presented to show that Rodney Reed did not commit the crime. And finally, we have an order from the court that is going to allow that hearing.
When does that happen?
There is no hearing currently scheduled, but this stops the execution and orders the case back to the trial court to have a hearing on the evidence of Rodney Reed's actual innocence.
Who decides?
That will be presided over by a district judge in Bastrop County. There is currently a dispute as to who that district judge will be. We're reviewing the CCA's order about that, and certainly there'll be more to come there.
This stay of execution, does this halt everything else that's proceeding, all other appeals that you have?
Some of the matters that are pending will continue, but this certainly will become the main focus of the litigation. Obviously this presents us with the opportunity finally to go to court and present all of the evidence of innocence and finally get to the bottom of this matter.
Were you able to tell Rodney Reed about this development?
Unfortunately, I have not yet. An attorney was in with Rodney and was able to tell him about the recommendation for the reprieve. But we do know that there's a process by which the people on death row learn of these stays of execution. So he will have learned about it we'll obviously try to speak with him as soon as possible.
So that attorney that was with Rodney Reed this afternoon, was that the attorney that was with Kim Kardashian and Rodney Reed?
Yes.
Okay, so Kim Kardashian was able to visit Rodney Reed in his death row cell, right?
Well, I wasn't there. I'm not exactly sure what the...
Okay, but that's how that came about. She was accompanying that attorney.
She was accompanying an attorney... at death row.
So how are you feeling right now about where things are?
Obviously, this is exactly what we've been working for many years. And I think when you look back just over the last few weeks where we've continued to investigate this case and witnesses have continued to come forward that both exonerate Mr. Reed and implicate Fennell. We're obviously very pleased with the stay of execution, relieved with that, and certainly we look forward to presenting all of the evidence of innocence, which we believe will ultimately exonerate Mr. Reed.
The people who support Rodney Reed in his quest for an opportunity to get his day in court, what do you say to them? Do you have any instructions?
Well, I think that the outpouring of support around the country has been incredible, and I think that it reflects the strong facts of innocence in this case and the just the outrage that the Texas courts have not reached this matter before. I think this is exactly what everybody's been calling for, which is a fair process by which the evidence of Rodney Reed's innocence can finally have its day in court.
Do you think that Rodney Reed will eventually be declared actually innocent? And this issue of police misconduct is also, that could drive the fact that the state has some responsibility in repairing the situation.
Well, I think that situations in which exculpatory evidence that proves people's innocence is not disclosed to the defense is a common cause of wrongful conviction. And And so we certainly will be investigating that and presenting evidence that police involved in this investigation, new evidence that both exonerated Mr. Reed and implicated Fennell. And until now, that hasn't come to light. And certainly we look forward to an opportunity to go to court, have all the witnesses testify, because I think when a fair judge hears this case, Rodney Reed's going to be exonerated.